It's your boy, 3 Nigeria in Fire Fam. Good afternoon to you, and thank you for staying tuned from 12 noon up until this moment. Guess what? We have roughly 45 minutes to remain here together, so we're trying to make the most of it. Talking about raids. I just remembered one song like that. Is it Ja Rule? And what's this girl's name again? Anyway, control of a raid by Raid Makers. It's a thing, right? But how real is it? How true is it? Is it a myth? Is it real? Or is it fake? It happens, though. It happens. I mean, don't take it for granted. I've heard people talk about people's ability to stop rain or even to make it fall. Some people say only illiterates and pagans believe such things. But guess what? I have heard and seen that even educated, rich, and well-traveled Christians patronize these rainmakers. First week of November this month was a date. The first Saturday, I think it was a 4th or 5th. I can't remember now, but we had to go to somewhere around Choba for a traditional marriage. It was a family affair, and it didn't look like it was going to rain, to be honest. Excuse me. It didn't look or feel like it was going to rain initially. So myself, chairman, arrived at the venue, and we saw the beautiful decoration. It was in a field, like a primary school compound, or field rather. So everything was going fine. The live band were performing. The MC was on stage. We took our seats. And before you knew it, the weather changed. And I still did not believe it was going to rain. But then again, something within me was saying, why did they not just use a hall? So, the bride came out to greet the in-laws. Then, the mother of the bride came out to greet the in-laws. Ladies and gentlemen, by the time it was time for the groom to come out and greet the in-laws or the guests, weather had changed. And before we could say Jack Robinson, the heavy downpour. So, they were men. They managed to still dance together with his men them, his Ashwebi men them. They were able to still dance, you know, but after they had danced and it was time for them to go and change, the rain was that bad that they had to pause the event. No activity. MC could not talk. The live band could not play. We had to wait for hours after for the rain to subside before the event continued. And then we started asking questions. I said the rain was that bad that the decorations were falling apart. Beautiful decorations. Boom, they started falling apart and we could not recognize the place again. Save for the canopies that we had to take shelter under. So that was that. And everybody say, with this person's caliber, why didn't you just use a hall and this, that, that? And then somebody said that they are having an event at Ogbunabali. And it was that event they were having at Ogbunabali that they held the rain there. So all the rain that was supposed to rain at Ogbunabali, excuse me, was channeled to Choba. That was what they said. And I said, really? So it was heavy at Choba. There was also a heavy rain at Alu. And then there was a burial that was supposed to happen at Choba. And they were blaming the children of the man that was to be buried. Why didn't they hold the rain? So this rain don't spoil this burial. That why didn't they hold the rain? The wrestling they were supposed to have at Alu, they said, why? That those people that did not hold the rain, it was their turn to wrestle and they did not hold the rain, they will pay a fine. I said, what? This is really, really serious. Holding rain. Now, I went on Instagram And it's funny how sometimes what you're thinking in your head suddenly pops up as either an ad or as a picture, an image. I don't know. If you think about tomatoes, the next thing you go on your mobile device and you are seeing a picture of tomatoes or you're seeing an ad on tomatoes. I don't know how it works, but you see, these are mobile phones. I believe that they are witches and wizards on their own, more like the money tree spirits that we've been thinking about, because I don't know how it happens. You just think of something and you pick up your phone and before you know it, it's like monitoring our brains. But that's on a lighter note though. So yes, I go on Instagram, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday, and I see something. Guess what I saw? A very beautiful event. I saw the outdoor decoration for this white wedding and I'm like, man, some decorators are good. I saw how beautiful the setting was until heavy rainfall ruined the decor for a beautiful wedding on Saturday. Hi! And I said, what? All this decoration, like, it ruined everything. So they could not even still have the wedding. Is it that they had to redecorate or probably reschedule that particular wedding? So a lot of comments I saw that the event planner they feel for. If you sit down for that rain, begin to cry. Someone else said, so you people didn't check weather forecast. Somebody says, nothing concerned event planner. Someone says, are they from Kogi State? I need answers, sharp, sharp. Someone says, oh, it is the ex-girlfriend of the groom or the ex-boyfriend of the bride that planned this rain. Because how in the world's name did this kind of heavy downpour happen in the month of November? And somebody say, now you need to go to outdoor events. In Nigeria, in River State, there is no season anymore. Even on Christmas Day, it rains. And I'm like, wait a minute. You see? Critics may cough. Excuse me. So as I would say, critics may scoff and skeptics may laugh, but rainmakers are becoming more popular by the day. It is an amazing thing that an individual can invoke the god of rain and request him to send down the rain, like Majak Fashek was talking about, and he obeys. Or invoke that the impending rain should cease. This is common in areas where celebrations and social functions are becoming threatened by rain, although there is widespread skepticism among scientists towards such weather modifications efforts. The practice remains common with the traditional priests, sorcerers, and even clerics. Guess what? I heard that somebody was going to have a crusade, and the person paid rainmakers to hold rain for that crusade to happen, a Christian crusade. So it is more logical and pragmatic. It is believable, and the reasons behind this are compelling after being, and they have been tried and tested. A key example is when you cover a pot of boiling water. Rains are a natural occurrence, but then they hinder movements and plants. It is the most ideal weather condition to go out and have a party. I beg your pardon. It is not the most ideal weather condition to go out and have a party. Mankind has always wanted control of his environment, including the weather, most especially rain. It is all this point that the men known as rainmakers step in. And then, like I said, we've all heard the stories. A select group of men who have the mystical powers to stop rain from falling no matter how gray the skies are. But I'm asking you today, is rainmaking in Nigeria indeed real? Is it fake? Or is it just a myth? Two, does anyone really have the ability to hold rain? Or is it mere coincidence that you envisage that it will not rain, and indeed does not rain, then you pay someone to hold rain. Does it mean the person indeed held the rain, or it was just coincidence that the rain didn't happen? 0817-923-0002. Again, 0817-923-0002. We also have 0817-923-003. That is 0817-923-0003. And finally, we have 0817-923-0007. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-0306416. 0809-0306416. We need to go on a commercial break. When we come back, the conversation starts in full. I need to quickly confirm if we're live on X and especially also on Facebook, so I can tell you to go there and drop your comments. So stay tuned to us when we come back. I start taking your calls and reading your messages. All right, welcome back to the conversation. So 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0817-923-0007. Of course, Kina is in standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. Join the conversation on X at Nigeria Info PH. And then, of course, the WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-0306416. Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Where was I? I had seen a message earlier, but all of a sudden I cannot find it. Okay. Yeah. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome. Nicholas?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nicholas. Welcome.
Yeah. Good afternoon, yeah. So I want to start actually from the Bible. When God made man, He gave man a lot of powers, and a lot of people still don't realize this. When He made Adam, He said, "I give you dominion over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air," and man had so much power. And also somewhere in the scriptures, He also says, if you have faith, even as small as the mustard seed, you can take this mountain, move from here to there, and it will be done. The first person, if you remember in the Bible, the first person that actually had control over nature, not just rain. Rain was the rainmakers we are even talking about today is even a side play compared to that. Joshua had to make the sun to see, to stand still for a complete day. That is man. It's just it's just a man, just like we have the rainmakers today. So that power, and you know, also supporting it from the scripture, I would have the gift of the Lord without repentance. You know, when God gives you a gift, as He has given to man to have dominion over natural things, including this rain we are talking about. I want to also say that it's not just the rainmakers. Even you, even me, it has happened to me several times. I have had seen myself in a situation where I was walking, and I needed to finish the work, and obviously the rain was going to be an obstacle. And I had to hold the rain just by speaking to it, because I have the faith to hold. And several occasions it has been so. It has happened for me. So I know the rainmakers do their own. They know how to do it, and I believe it's real. But the truth is there's nothing too special about it, because even as a child of God, as a believer, if you have faith, you can also hold rain for a genuine purpose. That's just kind of my contribution.
Okay. So even as a child of God, you can hold the rain if it's for a genuine purpose. Okonkwo from Ruwukuta, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The theory of causing the rain not to form is a falsehood.
Okay.
The theory of holding the rain is a falsehood. Number one, no one expects the rain not to fall. Number two, no one can stop the sun not to shine. Number three, no one can stop the moon not to shine. Number four, no one can stop the night not to take place or the day to break. No one can stop men and women not to die. These are natural powers that Almighty can set up to rule the world as in me. Final and saying, no man that can create another world apart from this one that Almighty God has created. Those who hold this theory, they hold it to destroy the almightiness of the Almighty God and to ridicule God. So there's nothing that ridiculing. And okay. We don't have the remnants.
So hold on. What if somebody does not go by the title Rainmaker, but has proven to have the ability to hold rain? For instance, Pastor David Adeboye, I think that's the general overseer of Redeemed Christian Church of God, said when he was in which country, because of the weather and how it affects his body, he said he didn't want winter. And it didn't snow until the day when he wanted to leave the country. That was when winter started. Is that also impossible?
Okay, let me surprise you. Ordinarily, have you not seen a situation whereby there was a serious rain sign, but every place became dark?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
That before.
I'm with you. What did you say?
I said, have you not seen a situation where there was a serious sign of rain to the point that every place became dark? And that's why the whole thing disappeared and the sun started to shine. So whether you pray or you don't pray, the God's law to cause rain to fall cannot be violated. At times there might be sign after sign, then the sign of rain will stop. And let me conclude by saying, the person that said it was raining at Obibo and was not raining at Obibo because of events, meteorologically, that's what we call zonal rain. That zonal rain is that it can be raining at Umukuta, but will not reach NTA. It might be running at Choba, but we'll not get him over.
All right. Thank you so much. Ida from Ankara, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Didi, you don't spend 6 minutes, so...
Hold on, Ida. Hold on, Ida. You see the way I'm taking your call now? Wait now. Some other person is waiting to be attended to. I don't know if you understand what I mean. So I had to take other
people's audience. No, I'm not joking.
All right, go
Didi,
ahead.
Didi, God give everybody power. As I am now with it, I can start doing program God today. I don't want to win. God will do it for me. God, I want the rent to go some other place before, but leave this environment for me. Everything is not by juju. It's by power. When you call on God, God can do anything for you. I'm not going to say anything. Somebody is around in my private part. With faith in me, I said, God, I'm not going to meet anybody. That's what I was lying in. I didn't think they cannot do it. It's not easy. But it happened to me. Ask anybody in Rumala. Everyone know. I said, God, you give me this thing to be ashamed, to give the glory to you. Give it back to me if I get to my house. And God did it for me. Did it for any native doctor? God can do anything. So my sister, I believe that if I want to stop praying today, if I'm doing an operation, I will stop praying. When I collect power from God, I will stop everything. So everything is not you. God give us power. To use our power in the right way, God will be for us. Don't use it in the wrong way. Thank you.
All right, then. Zion from GRA. Welcome, Zion. Go ahead.
Joshua chapter 10 from verse 12 to 14. The truth is this. A lot of us are in ignorance of what God gives to us. Joshua chapter 10 from verse 12 to 14. Did it happen? This way, they are rainmakers. I, Mr. Zion, have seen them. I have contracted them to even work for you. Even here in River State, they performed very thoroughly. During when all these flyovers are being built, I want to ask those who are observant, was there rain stock even at that critical time? One thing I don't like in my life is hypocrisy. So come on radio and talk as if you are good, you are holy, you don't do those things, you don't go there, no, it's evil.
Zion, why are you taking look this conversation personally?
No, I'm taking it personally because in this part of the world, it's not good. Look at the multiple churches we have everywhere and look at the level of moral decadence. What is the cause?
Is it the rainmakers?
Is a reporter not making money there? They are celebrating him. Is a reporter not a witch? We are carrying out the same reporter here to Nigeria that will stone him to death. That suffered him not the witch to live.
Oh my God.
Rainmakers are real.
Okay.
And that is the talent and power God gives to them. See, if those people remember you for your, maybe your barrier, your, whatever, if they remember you, now you go not say leave them. Everybody deserves God. And some people know their God more than you, or you know your own more than them. So my own is this: let us give them their right of way, allow them to perform. In fact, in some communities, they will let you know you don't settle those people, and they're not going to answer you. What buga for them still no go answer you? What are they no go destroy everything? But they have the power to shift the rain. You might be rumorously doing your job, maybe your outdoor program, and they will send that rain to artillery. Go and fall in artillery. And put in artillery, we see serious rain. My sister, where I come from, by the grace of God, they are able little children. They use it to challenge themselves.
Wow.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Thank you, Zion. IK from Aba. Welcome, IK, to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yes. Dennis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, IK.
Hi, calling from Aba. Yes, the topic you're talking about, I believe God and I believe Satan. Almost what God does, Satan does them as well. Like, as I am now, it's been up to 30 years. I've not been taking any paracetamol at all. So the power is inside me. It's all juju. It's my own gift. It's my destiny. I only eat food. When my father was alive, if I can go to the bush, a command snake, snake will come back and we just cut it and put it on his neck. So that is power. And that's what my father believes. So to me, nothing is impossible with God and Satan. Anything can happen. Even the grasses and so many things. Like the last call I said, it happened the time of Joshua. He commanded the sun to stand so that he can finish his war. And it happened. So nobody should doubt it, any destiny. Thank you very much.
All right, then. Thank you so much as well. I want to read your messages. Let me start with the one I have on Facebook. By the way, we're live on Facebook. Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92PH. I don't know if you're here, Kachi Casey says, good afternoon, Denise. Rainmaking and holding are real. God didn't remove power from Satan, but only gave us a superior power to curtail or stop him whenever he, the devil, faces us with one challenge or the other. The rainmakers wait and fire the rain at the peak of the event, and those from my community will prove that they are the ones doing it by turning the rainfall to a storm. That is by adding a heavy breeze and thunder. The worst aspect of it is that those that do it believe it is their handwork. And if you don't want to pay them for your event, that you don't want them to eat, and as such should be seen as an enemy. Wahoo! That notwithstanding, there are some rains that you don't hold. If you like, bring hundreds of rain holders. The rain will still fall. It happened to me during my wedding. I paid a rain holder to hold rain for me on my wedding, and guess what? The rain that fateful day carried like chickens to the gutters. After the rain at my wedding, I was angry and I started making inquiries to know where and where the rain fell, only to observe that it was almost every part of the world. That is to say that you can only hold rain when it is to fall within your environment. Interesting. So you held rain for your wedding. Yes, hold on. You're supposed to go to a shush and say, do you take this, and you're loving it, and you still went to, oh my God. All right. Newton Utula says, good day. Oh, dear. Okay, sorry. I didn't know. You shouldn't have. I'm reading from Facebook, so your name just popped up. But I'll find a way to still read your message. So let me go to WhatsApp now. Wait. WhatsApp. And it says, good afternoon, Denise. Please tell your caller to believe only in God, not Satan. Please tell Zion to share his source of YouTube with me. I want to earn like him. I don't know what he's talking about, though. Andy Oviri says, God embedded much powers on these leave. If God gives you the power, they work very well, not only in Africa. And this one says, please, I am chatting you from a courier company in LMA. We have a team department here with me that can move rain. The rain will fall in the community and we will all see the rain falling, but it will not fall in our ongoing project. Wow. But the truth is that the rain is being moved to a different location, but no one can stop rain. So what are you guys saying? Is it that it will rain, but it will not be in your location? I need to take that again. Please, I'm chatting you from a Korean company in LMA. We have a department here with me that can move rain. The rain will fall in the community and we'll all see the rain falling, but it will not fall in our ongoing project. But the truth is that the rain is being moved to a different location, but no one can stop rain. This is interesting. Very interesting. But let's hear from Divine calling from Woji. Hi, Divine. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have listened to you and I'm concerned in some specific area. How come we don't think of how to develop our area? How to produce jets? How to produce atomic bomb? How to fix our economy? It's only how to draw rain. How to draw fire that we think about. So our own power does not work for good development, better economy. It's only to draw rain, draw water. Everywhere is flooded. If we produce jets, affect to another nation, it's forbidden. If we produce missiles and the whole world is not afraid of us like Russia and U.S., is it forbidden? I beg, we not get power, make we leave that thing, I beg.
Okay.
Thank you.
Divine says, we do not have power. If you're just joining us, it's still the sunny side right here on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. And we're talking control of rain by rainmakers. And I did say that I've heard people talk about people's ability to stop rain or even make it to rain. Some people say only illiterate and pagans believe such things, but I have seen that even educated, rich, and very well-traveled Christians patronize these rainmakers. I shared my experience of how a heavy downpour ruined a traditional marriage I attended, ruined a burial within that same area, and someone said, oh, it was because of an event they were having at Ogunabali that day, that they pushed the rain from Ogunabali to Choba. Is rain making in Nigeria real? Is it fake? Is it a myth? Does anyone really have the ability to hold rain or make it rain? Or is it mere coincidence? 0817-923-0002. WhatsApp and Telegram number remain 0809-030-6416. A message here says, there isn't a scientific explanation for everything. If someone can believe that weather conditions change and as a result of their prayer to God, why is it so odd to believe in rainmakers? One of the main issues I have with Nigerian Christians is they seem to think that if a thing isn't in the Bible, it's either evil or impossible. When people started being more open about getting IVF, some would try to downplay others' testimonies by claiming IVF success is not a miracle, but an affront to God. And if doing IVF is a guarantee, like buying pepper in the market, as long as you have money, people getting offended on behalf of a God who is not angry. If someone can hold a divert rein, it doesn't make them evil. I have learned to leave certain metaphysical or spiritual things alone. If they're not bothering me, all of them have their place. Harry from Port Harcourt. Welcome, Harry. Go ahead.
Yeah. The truth is that my name is Harry, as you rightly said.
Yeah.
These things are just of faith. It depends on what you believe. And there is, by faith, everything is possible. And it has been a source of living to some persons because of the people that they live around. They believe in what they do. So if you believe that you can hold rain, even you who is on that schedule, you can hold rain. Because whatever we believe and practice out of faith, it works. So that is how this thing works. Rain can be held. Rain can be sent to fall in a particular place. So it's never a thing that one should be doubtful.
Okay. Thank you so much. Clement from NTA Road. Hi, Clement. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon again, Didi.
Good afternoon again, Clement.
I've been to an event, as in an open door event, when they fell outdoor. Where two musicians were playing. That was a very long time ago when we were using all these big speakers and all that. And rain was falling on one side where the musician was performing. Perhaps, of course, it still happens to today among all these local or village musicians where they will give time to someone to perform like 1 hour or so. And only because they are spraying them more, they don't want to allow the other person to perform. If somebody listening can understand what I'm saying.
Wow.
So maybe that is what happened there. And somebody, one person was performing and he got the time to allow the other person to perform. And the boy was performing, who started first, continue his thing and did not allow because maybe they were spraying and all that.
Hmm.
That is when they started falling on that person's own side. In the same venue.
Hmm.
The rain was falling on the person's own canopy.
Wow.
As in, there was even rain weed, the college, that weed that used to turn and scatter things.
Hmm.
That weed came alongside with the rain on one side of the same venue. And so that person immediately started performing their own music and all that. So I have seen it happen.
Wow. Somebody
said that if you don't have power, if you do, you should use it to create atomic bomb and all that. Well, you will not say we don't have power. Just say we don't have sense. The sense, as for now that we have, is the red ring and green ring. We never get the sense to create atomic bomb. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Clement. I think I'll take a pause on the calls for now because I have a plethora of messages to read. But I'll come back to the calls. This one says, people believe that people can stop rain with mystical means. They don't believe that men called and ordained by God himself can tell God to stop snow from falling. Revelation 18:6a, these have the power to shut heaven, that it rains not in the days of their prophecy. James 5:17, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. As long as there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. Came and send that in. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Let us know that what God can do, the devil can imitate. So if we know Bible like this, rain is natural, controlled by God Almighty from Ibanijo. Rainmaking is scientifically, even road construction company holds rain. Wow. Okay. Good afternoon. I want to be anonymous because of my village people. Rainmaking and holding are real, and I know that. But this, if it is from God, how come no one that holds or makes rain looks fresh? What is your plan? I really want to know. I think I can take one more call before the commercial break. So, call screener, please take note. Zion said he is paid by the number of calls he made. I don't know. He said that someone is... I don't know. I know he said something like that. That's what I mean. Denise, the question some of your callers need to answer is this. Does rain have a territorial demon? Denise, you know what? We need to assemble all the rainmakers and interview them about the source of their rainmaking. Then we collect the information they have before they die with it. Muriel is calling from Okrika. Hi, Muriel. Welcome. Go ahead. Hello, Muriel. Oh. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Look, I usually don't believe this thing until I saw it with my two eyes 3 weeks ago. In front of your eyes.
Hello, Muriel. Muriel, are you there? All right, Muriel, call us back. Call us back. Rain weather comes with either negative or positive electromagnetic ion. So if you can identify the ion plus or minus that the rain emits, then send the light chart. It will repel the rain to another direction. So it's very possible to divert rain, but not to hold rain. And my magic. So diversion is easy. Holding is where there is a problem. The person referring to men called by God himself stopping snow. Were you there when the men got that call? Or is it packaging and PR that makes you tag one man godly and another man demonic? Hey! Okay, double D. Holding of rains is real and spiritual. Liking it to when the Israelites were leaving Egypt to the promised land and they were caught up in the river Jordan, and God asked Moses to strike his staff on the river and it separated until they pass across. Do you now see? Did you watch the Beijing Olympics? We saw rain holding live. There's a science to this, but in Africa we hardly research these things and ascribe mystic powers to it. Isabel from Elelewo. Now we go on a commercial break, and when we come back, the conversation continues for the next maybe 2 minutes, and that will be all on the sunny side of life today. We are still talking the control of rain by rainmakers. So stay tuned.
We connect you to the world. We connect you to the vicinity. We are Nigeria Info.
Listen to me. I said this is a real situation and the government has to do something about it.
What are you trying to insinuate? All these people looting Nigeria's money?
This is Nigeria Info in the heart of Nigeria. Info. 92.3. We are Nigeria Info.
All right, then. Welcome back as we round off this conversation. Rain. Rain. It's a weather. I mean, so could it be that the reason why we do not have consistency in our weather in Nigeria is because of these rainmakers? Is there any possibility? Is there any truth in that? Because for a large extent, a lot of you believe in their existence. Now, I do not have a problem with holding rain. I have a problem with you causing rain to fall in a particular area because the people having an event in that area did not come to settle you. And for that reason, you do not have what to eat. They don't want you to eat, rather. So you because you have such abilities, you use it at will to cause chaos somewhere. So whether or not it is in your power to hold or not, you just feel anyone having an occasion in your area should find you something. If not, you will invoke rain. So you invoke the rain so that they will come to you to tell you to remove the rain. Now that is what I have a problem with. Final caller, Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yes, Mira, welcome back. Go ahead, quickly. We have to round up.
Thank you, Denise. Yes. Look, I didn't believe this same issue until I experienced it firsthand.
Wow.
Just because of where I was doing business, an elderly man died, the most elderly in the family. So they were doing this traditional 12 and not good. All of a sudden, the weather was so fair. Immediately they brought the man's body to his mortal home. Rain started showering. Big rain drop. They said all of a sudden it was magical and it just passed magically. All of a sudden my neighbor started saying, they don't go stop the rain. All the guys around said they don't hold the rain. So he said that this is a big business. So wow. If they see barriers around, rainmakers just bring rain down so that they come and control them.
Wow.
It's a big business now in this area now.
Wow. Ha. You know, it begins to make me agree with the person that said, why are they not using such skills for development?